以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不叫翻个原意。第四章，世界19到22，时间1966年8月8日，地点纽约。
Yasya sarve samarambhya kama sankalpa buddhita gyanagni dagdha karmana tamahu panditan buddha सत्या कर्म फलासंगम नित्त तृप्त निराश्रय कर्मणि अभिप्रवृत्तोपि नैव किंचित् करोति स ना हाउ वन कैन वर्क विदाउट एनी लस्ट
一个人怎么才能不带贪欲的工作呢
This process is being described.By Sri Krishna to Arjuna.
这里 Sri Krishna 向 Arjuna 描述了这一过程。
In our last meeting, we have discussed the previous verse that we may begin any gorgeous task. It doesn't matter.But we have to work in Krishna consciousness, not for sense gratification.
上次聚会时我们讨论了上一个世界，我们可以开始一项巨大的工程，那没有关系。但是我们必须在 Krishna 直觉中工作，而不是为了感官享受。
That will make us free from the interaction.
那能使我们不受这些活动的相互作用的束缚。
So long we are attached to work for sense gratification, so long we shall be under the obligation of reaction.
只要我们还为了感官享受而依附工作，我们就得承担这些反作用。
Now, if we want to get out of the reaction of material activities, then this is the formula given by Sri Krishna, Kama Sankalpa Buddhita.
如果我们想摆脱物质活动的反作用，那么这是 Sri Krishna 给的公式 Kama Sankalpa Vrajita
Kama means one sense gratification
Kama 意思是一个人的感官享受
I want to do this thing for my sense gratification That is materialism
我想为我的感官享受做这件事情那是物质主义。
But if I want to do something which will be satisfactory, which will be satisfaction to Krishna, that is Krishna consciousness.
但是如果我想做某件事情，能够给 Krishna 满足，能够使 Krishna 满意，那是 Krishna 直觉。
This very simple thing we are discussing in a different way.
我们在以不同的方式讨论这件非常简单的事情。
And this Krishna consciousness is attained by Gyanagni Dagdha Karmana.
通过 Gyanagni Dagdha Karmana 能够获得 Krishna 视觉。
Yes.
Look from this angle, it's a taste is broken. No.
No.Just like if a fire burns everything, similarly, when we act in Krishna consciousness, after attainment of full knowledge of Krishna consciousness, then just like fire burns everything, similarly, the reaction of our activity will be burned.
正如火可以烧毁一切，同样的，如果我们在 Krishna 世界中活动，当获得了 Krishna 拒绝的全部知识之后，正如火可以焚烧一切，同样的，我们的活动的反作用也都被烧毁了。
Ganagni Dabdha Karmana. This verse we have already discussed. And the next verse is further explanation of this verse.
这个世界我们已经讨论过了，下一个世界是进一步解释这个世界。
Tatta karma phala sangam nitta tripta nirashraya. Now, whatever we do, we deserve some fruit out of it.
无论我们做什么，我们都欲望从中得到某种结果。
Anything we do, we expect some result out of it.
无论我们做什么，我们都期望从中得到某种结果。
Sometimes the result may be bad, or sometimes the result may be very good.
有时候结果可能是很糟的，有时候结果可能是非常好的。
But a person in Krishna consciousness should not be attached either to the good result or bad result.
但一个处于 Krishna 世界中的人，既不应该依附好的结果。也不应依附坏的结果。
Because even if I want good result, that is my attachment. And of course, if there is bad result, we haven't got any attachment, but sometimes we lament. That is our attachment. That is our attachment.
如果我想要好的结果，那是我的依附。当然，如果是坏的结果，我们不会有任何依附，但是有时候我们会悲伤，那是我们的依附。
One has to transcend both from the good result and the bad result.
因此，一个人必须超越好的结果和坏的结果。
How it can be done? It can be done.
怎么能做到这点呢？这是可以做到的。
Just like if you are working on account of some big farm.
比如说你在为一家大工厂工作。
Suppose you are a salesman. You are working on behalf of that big firm.
比如说你是商人，你在为一家大公司工作。
Now suppose if you make $1 million profit, you have no attachment for that because you know that this profit goes to the proprietor.
比如说你赚取了$1,000,000的利益，你不会对他有依附，因为你知道这个利益最终是到业主那里。
You have no attachment.
你不会依附。
Similarly, if there is some loss, you also know that I have nothing to do with the loss. It goes to the proprietor.
同样的，如果有些损失，你也知道这损失和我没什么关系，这是那个业主的损失。
Similarly, if we work on account of Krishna, then I shall be able to give up the attachment for the result of the work.
同样的，如果我们为了 Krishna 工作，那我便能放弃对工作的结果的依附。
Tatta karma phala sangam nitta tripta nirashraya. Nitta tripta.Always satisfied.
Nitya tripta 意思是总是满足的。
Either there is good result or there is bad result. It doesn't matter. I shall remain satisfied in the sense that I am working under the direction of Krishna.
无论有好的结果还是坏的结果都没关系，我总是满足的，因为我在 Krishna 的指导下工作。
So, I have nothing to think of the result.
因此我不必想着结果。
Tanmanne vadikarasti mahalis kadash. Just like Arjuna. Arjuna did not like to fight with his relatives, with his grandfather. But because Krishna wanted it, he fought and he was satisfied.
正如阿朱呢，阿朱呢不想和他的亲戚和他的祖父作战，但是因为 Krishna 希望，他便作战了，他也满足了。
Because the principle was that Krishna wants it, and Krishna is satisfied. Although I do not like to fight, but Krishna is satisfied. Therefore, I have to fight.
因为原则是 Krishna 希望 ，Krishna 要被满足。虽然我不想作战，但是 Krishna 要被满足。因此我必须作战。
This is Krishna consciousness.
这是 Krishna 知觉。
Nitta tripta, he is not dissatisfied.
他不会不满足。
Though, oh, I have to fight against my relative, my grandfather, my teacher.
哦，我必须得跟我的亲戚作战，我的祖父作战，我的老师作战。
Nirasa, Nirasa means he is not under the obligation.Of any good result or bad result.
你知道写的意思是，他不受任何好的结果或者坏的结果的束缚。
Nirasa. In this way, if we engage ourselves in any activity, karmani abhipravittopi, if one is engaged in such a spirit of neutrality.Simply for the satisfaction of Krishna, then the result will be karmani abhipravittopi. Although he is engaged in every sort of work, naiva kinchit karoti sa. He is free from that work.
如果我们以这种方式从事工作，那么以这种中性的精神从事工作，只是为了 Krishna 的满足，那么结果便是。Karmani abhipravittopi 虽然他从事各种各样的工作 naiva kinchit karoti saha 他不受这种工作的束缚
He is free from the result or reaction of such work
他不受这种工作的结果或者反作用的束缚
So this is the process that we have simply to actIn Krishna consciousness, and by doing so, the reaction of such work will not affect me.
这边是方法，我们只需要为在 Krishna 觉中工作，通过这样做，这种工作的反作用不会影响我。
Nirashi jatachitratma tatta sarva parigraha sariram kevalam karma kurban nagnati kinmisham.Kilmisham means sin.
Kilmisham 意思是罪恶。
We are materially so much entangled that even if we do not want to commit any sin, consciously or unconsciously, we are obliged to commit some sort of sin.
我们受物质纠缠这么深，即便我们不想犯罪，有意识的或者无意识的，我们也被迫的犯这样或那样的罪。
We are in such a circumstances.
我们是在这样一种处境。
Say for example, just like animal killing.
比如说屠杀动物。
Animal killing, according to Buddhist philosophy.Or even according to Hindu philosophy, animal killing is a sort of sin.
按照佛教的哲学，即便是按照印度的哲学，屠杀动物是一种罪恶。
Now suppose I am not inclined to kill animals, or I do not kill animals. I avoid it.
假如说我不愿意屠杀动物，我不屠杀动物，我避免它。
But intentionally or unintentionally, sometimes we have to kill animals.
但是有意无意的，有时候我们必须得杀死动物。
How is that?
怎么会呢？
Now suppose we are walking on the street, there are many ants who are being killed by the pressure of our leg. unintentionally.
比如说我们在街上走路，大街上有许多蚂蚁被我们腿部的重量无意识地杀死了。
Now, suppose, of course, here we have got gas oven. But in India, they have got ordinary country oven. And that is washed daily.
再举个例子，当然在你们这里没有，在你们这里有煤气炉，在印度他们有普通的乡村的炉子，每天都用。
And sometimes in the oven, some small germs and flies they take shelter.
有时候有些小的虫子或者苍蝇会躲在炉子上。
But when you go fire the oven, they die.
但是当你点起火，他们便死了。
So that is intention. Sometimes you keep the jug of water, and within the underneath the jug of water, there are many, small giants and flies that take shelter. But when you take the jug, they are killed.
再比如说，一坛子水下面可能有很多小的虫子脱皮在那里，但你把这个罐子拿走，它们便被杀死了。
In this way, there are so many processes, unintentionally or intentionally, we have to kill.
就这样。有意识的或者无意识的，有这么多方法我们在杀生。
But they are taken into account. They are also seen.
但这些都算数的，都是罪恶。
According to strict Vedic literature, if you kill even a bug, you are sinful.
按照严厉的伟大文献，即便你杀死一个虫子，你也是罪恶的。
You cannot kill even a bug. These are mentioned in the scripture.
即便是一只虫子你也不能杀，这在经典中也提到了。
Now, how we can avoid?
那么我们怎么能避免呢？
That is it.
这便是困难。
I do not like to kill, but sometimes unintentionally they are killed.
我不想杀生，但有时候无意识的他们被杀死了。
Therefore, according to Vedic literature,There are five kinds of yoga performed to get oneself free from this unintentional killing of animals.
因此，按照伟大文献，要举行五种 yoga， 使自己免于这种无意识屠杀动物的罪恶。
Now here Krishna says, "The sariram kevalam karma kurbanna pi kurban naapnoti kilmisham." If you make your principle of life that I have to work simply for maintaining my body and soul together.
你这里 Krishna 说道，如果你是你生命的原则是，我工作只是为了维系我的躯体和灵魂在一起。
Shariram means body.
Shariram 意思是躯体。
Because I have to execute, I have to understand.Krishna consciousness. But without this body, how can I understand or culture Krishna consciousness?
因为我必须履行或者理解 Krishna 知觉，没有这个躯体，我怎么能理解培养 Krishna 知觉呢？
So my body must be maintained. And if I want to maintain my body.Intentionally or unintentionally, I have to commit so many sins.
因此我必须维系我的躯体。如果我要维系这个躯体，有意识无意识的，我必须得犯这么多罪恶。
Let's take for example, those who are vegetarians.
再拿素食者举个例子。
They may think that we are not killing animals.
他们可能会想，我们不再杀死动物，我们没有杀死动物。
No, they are also committing sins. Because vegetables, they have also got life.
不，他们也在犯罪，因为植物们也有生命。
So, the nature's law is that to keep up your body, you have to kill another body. Never.
自然的法律是。为了维持你自己的躯体，你必须得杀死另一个躯体。
Mind with vegetables or I mean to say, animal or some fish or something else.
不管是植物、动物或者鱼类或者其他的。
Jiva jivasya jivanam, one living entity is the, I mean, subsistence, life-giving subsistence for another living being. That is the nature's law.
Jiva jivasya jivanam, 一个生物体是另一个生物体的生机，为它维系生命，这是自然的法律。
In fine, ahastani sahastana.Everything has been very nicely discussed in Vedic literature. They have discussed all the points.
还有 ahastani sahastanam, 在伟大文献中一切都很好的讨论过了，他们一切都讨论到了。
ahastani sahastanam, those who have got hands, they are eating, and it's living entities who have no hands.
Ahastani sahastanam 的意思是那些有手的他们是那些没有手的生物体。
That means we are human beings, we have got hands, and we are eating animals.
这指的是我们生物体，我们这些人类，我们有手，我们在吃动物。
They have got only legs, they have no hands.
他们只有腿，他们没有手。
So, ahastanam sahastanam ahastani, those who have got hands, they are eating the animals which have no hands.
因此 sahastanam ahastani, 那些有手的他们在吃那些没有手的动物。
And apadani chatuspadam, those who have no legs, they are being eaten by the four-legged.
apadaniChatushpadam, 那些没有腿的他们被那些有四条腿的吃了。
That's the cow eating grass. So grass cannot move, it has life, but it cannot move.
比如母牛吃草，草不能移动，它有生命但它不会移动。
So, and apadanam sapadani, nunang mahadam tatra, nunang, those who are weakthey are being eaten by the just like a fine lizard.
瘦弱者为强壮者所食，比如说蜥蜴。
In your country, you don't find lizard. In India, we have got many lizards in the wall.
在你们国家看不见蜥蜴，在印度，我们能在墙上发现很多蜥蜴。
They are eating small ants.
他们吃小蚂蚁。
Nunang mahatang tatra, and in the snake.Snake kingdom, you'll find small snakes are being by the big snakes.
在蛇的王国中，你能发现小蛇被大蛇吃掉。
Similarly, in sea water also, you'll find small fishes are being eaten by the big fishes.
在水族中也是，大鱼吃小鱼。
And the same law is applicable in human society.
同样的法律在人类社会中也适用。
A big nation is trying to swallow up a small nation, you see?
一个大国想吞掉一个小国。
This is going on, this is nature's law.
这些都在进行，这是自然的法律。
Nature's law, you cannot avoid it.
自然的法律，你不能避免。
But, there are those who are Krishna conscious. It is said that sariram kevalam karma kurban napnati nakilisham. Those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are not entangled in these sinful acts.
那些处于 Krishna 境界中的人，他们不被这些罪恶活动所纠缠。
How? They are also maintaining their body.
怎么会呢？他们也是在维系他们的躯体。
So.When they are maintaining their body, they have to commit sins, they have to eat other animals or vegetables, never mind.
当他们维系自己躯体的时候，他们也得犯罪，他们也得吃其他的动物或者植物，无论是什么。
So how they are not committing sins?
那么他们怎么能不犯罪呢？
These are very intelligent questions.
这些是非常智慧的问题。
that there is Krishna consciousness, a devotee of Lord Krishna, he does not eat anything which is not offered to Krishna.
就是因为有 Krishna 之觉，主 Krishna 的奉献者，他不吃任何没有贡献给 Krishna 的食物。
Just like you take the remnants of your master, and the servant takes the remnants of your master. The master is in India. The process is the husband and wife, and the husband eats the remnants.
正如一个仆人吃主人吃剩下的食物，主人先吃。在印度的习惯是，如果妻子和丈夫，是丈夫先吃，然后妻子吃下吃剩下来的。
The wife does not eat along with the husband. That is the old system. Now it is being changed.
妻子不和丈夫一起吃，这是旧的系统，现在已经变了。
The husband and wife, they do not.The husband is supplied by the wife all kinds of good dishes, and when the husband is satisfied, some foodstuff is left, and that is taken by the wife.
旧的系统是妻子给丈夫提供许多很好的食物，而当丈夫满足了，有些食物剩下了，然后妻子便吃。
So similarly, a devotee of Krishna, he does not take anything, does not accept anything.Which is not offered to Krishna.
同样的，一个 Krishna 的奉献者，他不接受，他不拿任何没有供奉给 Krishna 的东西。
This is the process. Because his life is full of Krishna consciousness.
这便是方法，因为他的生命是充满了 Krishna 知觉的。
And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he'll find.Suppose if you want to take things which has been eaten by Krishna, then you have to ask Krishna, what do you desire to eat, sir?
Krishna 在《不加梵观》中提到了，如果你想吃 Krishna 吃剩下的食物，那你必须得问 Krishna, 先生，你想吃什么？
Suppose if you want me to feed, give me some food stuff, naturally you ask me.Samiji, what sort of food shop you like?
假如说你想喂我一些食物，自然的你会问我 ，Samiji, 你想吃哪种食物
？I have got experience here in your country. I was invited in Batla, here also, by some churches, and they wanted to give me some food.
我在你们的国家有这样的经验，我在巴特勒，在这里也是。有时候被一些教堂邀请，或者他们想给我一些食物。
So they ask me, Swamiji, what do you desire to eat?
他们会问我 ，Swamiji, 你想吃什么
？So I told them I eat. I'm strictly vegetarian. I shall accept fruits and meat. That's all.
我会告诉他们，我是严格的素食者，我只能接受水果和牛奶。
Similarly, if anyone invites somebody, it is natural that the guest is asked what sort of food stuff you'd like.
同样的，如果一个人邀请另外一个人，自然的他要问客人他想吃什么。
Similarly, Krishna, if you want to offer something Krishna, you must know what sort of food stuff he wants.
对 Krishna 也是，如果你想供奉 Krishna 一些东西，你必须知道。他要哪种食物
？How you know Krishna is not just in present in your front?
你怎么能知道呢 ？Krishna 并不在你面前。
How you know that Krishna wants this foodstuff? Oh, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
你怎么能知道 Krishna 想要哪种食物呢？这是在《不加梵观》中提到的。
Just like you can understand what government expects from me.You can know from the law books, from the civil courts. Similarly, what Krishna wants, it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
正如，如果你想知道政府希望你干什么，你可以从法律书中学到。同样的 ，Krishna 想要什么，也是在《不加梵歌》中曾说的。
Krishna says, "Patram pusram phalam toyam jomi bhakta prajacchati." tadaham bhaktya puritam asnami puritatmana. Now, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, he is not hungry.
Krishna, 作为至尊主，他不饿。
He is not hungry that I shall supply him foodstuff and therefore he will be maintained.
他并不饿，不需要你提供他食物，他才能够生活。
It is not like that.
并不是这样。
But still, Krishna says that patram kusvam phalam toyam jomi bhaktabhichati. Any devotee, if he offers me patram, patram means leaf.
但 Krishna 仍旧说，任何奉献者如果他向我供奉 patram, patram 意思是叶子。
Pushpam means flower. Patram pushpam phalam. Phalam means fruit. Patram pushpam phalam toyam. Toyam means milk or water. Generally it is meant water.
Pushpam 意思是花朵， phalam 是水果， toyam 是牛奶或者水，一般是指水。
Now just see, to satisfy Krishna,It's not very difficult thing.
看一下，满足 Krishna 并不是非常难的事情。
Even the poorest man in the world, he can satisfy Krishna by these four items.
即便是世界上最穷的人，他可以用这四样东西满足 Krishna。
Anyone can secure from any part of the world.
从世界上任何地方，任何人都能得到。
It doesn't matter that because Krishna was I mean to say, Krishna appeared in India, therefore he wanted Indian food, no.
并不是说 Krishna, 因为他显现在印度，他想要印度的食物。
The patram pushpam phalam toyam, leaf and flower and fruit and water, or that is available in America, that is available in Czechoslovakia and Greenland, everywhere.
叶子、花朵、水果、水，这些东西在美国也能得到。在捷克斯洛伐克也能得到，在格陵兰岛也能得到，任何地方。
So, this is the universal form of satisfying Krishna.
这是满足 Krishna 的普遍适用的方式。
Anyone, it doesn't matter however poor he is, he can satisfy Krishna. You do not require, oh, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I have invited him. So I must arrange very nice foodstuff.
你不需要想，哦， Krishna 是至尊人格神，我邀请了他，我必须得安排非常好的食物。
Of course, if you have got means to supply very nice foodstuff, you must.
当然，如果你有财力提供非常好的食物，你必须这样做。
Otherwise, you will be...understood that you are miser.
要不然的话，你便是个吝啬鬼。
If for your own eating, you prepare very nice dishes, and because Krishna says, I will be satisfied with leaf and fruit, so you supply Krishna all like, sir, you take leaf and fruit, and for me, I shall take these palatable dishes.
如果为了你自己吃，你准备了非常好的食物，而因为 Krishna 说我能被叶子和水果所满足，以便提供 Krishna 说，好吧先生，你拿去叶子和水果，而我自己我吃这些可口的食物。
No, Krishna is intelligent also. He is more intelligent than you are cheating.
不， Krishna 也是非常智慧的，他比我们任何人都聪明，这样你便是在欺骗他。
It is for me and the poorest man. If you have got means,
这公式是为了那些最穷的人的。如果你有财力，当然不能。
In India, there are many thousands of Krishna temples all over India.
在印度，在全印度有成千上万的 Krishna 的庙宇。
Especially in Vrindavan.
特别是在 Vrindavan 呢。
I have several times told you that Vrindavan is a city only 50 50,000 people. Not even 100,000, 50,000 people is in a small city.
我几次告诉过你们，文达温是个镇子，在那里只有50,000人，连100,000人都没有，只有50,000人在一个小镇子里面。
But there are 5,000 temples.
但是在那里有5,000座庙宇。
Five all Krishna temples.
5,000座都是 Krishna 的庙宇。
Now each and every temple, you will find how nice foods are according to the capacity of the temple owner.
在每个庙宇中你能发现能提供多好的食物是按照庙宇拥有者的财力。
Costly food stuff are being offered.
有些地方供奉非常非常贵重的食物。
And those food stuff is distributed among the poor class.
那些食物被派发给穷人。
Now at the present moment,After the, we have got Swaraj or independence, the government has interfered with this sort of service.
现在我们得到了 Swaraj 独立之后，政府干涉这类服务。
They say that this is a waste of money. Why you are offering?
他们说这是浪费金钱，你们为什么要供奉？
They are becoming atheists.
他们成了无神论者。
But this is not waste of money.
但这并不是浪费钱。
At the cost of the rich man, the prasadam was being distributed to the poor class of man at a nominal cost.
由富人付代价 ，prasadam 被派发给穷人们，只是象征性的收一点钱。
Now poor man they go to hotel, but if they take prasadam in a temple.The far better quality foodstuff is supplied to him only at nominal cost.
现在穷人们去旅馆，但如果他们从庙宇里面接受 prasadam， 那么食物的质量要好得多，只是象征性的收一点钱。
In the hotel, what will be charged? $1, he can have it in the temple for 10 cents.
在旅馆里要付1美元的东西。他在庙宇里只要花10美分就能得到。
This system was
there. 因此，这是更明智的方法。
Our childhood, when I was a boy of 8 or 10 years, sometimes I used to accompany my father.
当我小时候，我是8岁10岁的孩子的时候，有时候我陪着我的父亲。
My father was a great devotee. He would take prasadam from the temple.
我的父亲是伟大的奉献者。他会从庙宇里面接受 prasadam。
So I got experience, that we paid for 2 dishes, 4 annas.
因此我有经验，我们为2盘食物只付了4个安纳。
4 annas means, according to modern exchange, it is 5 cents.
4个安纳按照现代的货币只是5个美分罢了。
5 cents according to your exchange value.For 5 cents, we have very nice prasadam.
按照你们的货币价值5分钱，只是花了5分钱，我们得到了非常好的 prasadam.
We can get two persons who are fed.
2个人可以吃饱。
Still, there is a place which is called Nathadwara. Nathadwara, if you pay there 2 annas, you will get what prasadam, $2 more.
现在还有个地方叫 Nathadwara， 在那里你只要付2个安纳，你可以得到值2美元的 prasadam。
So this system is going on still.
所以现在这个系统还在那里。
So if one has got sufficient means, he should supply Krishna to his best capacity.
因此，如果一个人有足够的财力，他应该按照他最大的能力来供养 Krishna。
But when Krishna wants that you give me, he says, this is the lowest common factor.
但是当 Krishna 说你只要给我这个，这是按照最低的公共的因素。
Patram pushpam phalam svayam. Anyone, any poor man in any part of the country, they can supply Krishna and take the prasad.
Patram pushpam phalam svayam.任何人，世界上任何地方的任何穷人， 他们都可以供养 Krishna 接受 prasadam。
So now by taking that prasadam you become free from the responses of being sinful。
而通过接受 prasadam 你便能免于罪恶的责任。
That is the point. That you will find in Bhagavad Gita thatJagnyasista Sino Santa Muchante Sarvakilmishai. If you take the remnants after offering Krishna, that pushta makes you free from all kinds of sins.
那是要点。在不加凡尔中你能发现，如果你供奉给 Krishna 后接受给予，那个食物能使你免于一切罪恶。
Anyone, it doesn't matter what he is, he can prepare foodstuff, either family-wise, or just like I am here single, I am cooking my foodstuff, and I am offering my Krishna, and I am taking, and as far as possible, some of the remnants is distributed to the devotees.
因此任何人不论怎么样他都可以准备食物供奉，无论是什么样的范围。正如我在这里一个人，我为我自己烹调，我供奉给 Krishna， 我接受，而尽可能的有些给予也派发给奉献者们。
So this process we cannot ask everyone because we have to maintain this body.
因此我们每个人都可以采用这个方法，因为我们必须维系我们的躯体。
So if we do not take Krishna prasad.Then I become responsible for all kinds of sins.
如果我们不接受 Krishna Prasada, 那我便要被为各种各样的罪恶而负责。
But if we take, accept Krishna Prasada, then I have no responsibility. Because Krishna is taking.
但如果我们接受 Krishna Prasada, 我便不没有任何责任，因为是 Krishna 在接受。
Just like Arjuna is fighting, Arjuna is afraid of sinful acts by killing his kinsmen.And
I'm the grandfather. 正如 Arjuna 害怕杀死他的亲人和祖父的罪恶活动。
But when you understood that I am fighting on Krishna's account, so I am free.
但当他明白我作战是为了 Krishna, 那么我是自由的。
Sariram kevalam karma kurvan.Kurvan, na apnoti kilmisam. If you simply don't try to increase your artificial demands for maintaining this body.
只要你不是人为的增加维系躯体的需求。
You have every right to live. And everyone has got right to live. Not only myself, even the ant has got the right to live.
你当然有权利去生活，每个人都有权利生活，不仅我自己，即便是蚂蚁，它有生命的权利。
But in a human society, by what so-called civilization, we give all protection to the human society, but we don't give any protection to the animal society.
但是在人类社会中，所谓的文明。我们给人类社会各种保护，但我们不给予动物社会任何保护。
Because it is due to want of Krishna consciousness.
这是由于缺乏 Krishna 知觉。
When we shall be Krishna conscious, then naturally we shall feel for every living entity. Because
当我们有了 Krishna 知觉，我们自然都会想到所有的生物体。
As we shall know, because in the Bhagavad Gita it is stated.Mavaivansa jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. All these living entities, they are all my fragments.
因为在不加梵歌中说到，所有这些生物体，他们都是我的碎片。
They are parts and parcels of Krishna.
他们是 Krishna 的所属部分。
Under circumstances, some of them have become lower animals, some of them have become big men, some of them become as demigods.Some of them become small germs.
在一定的条件下，他们总有些成了低等的动物，有些成了大人物，有些成了更高等的半身人，有些成了小虫子。
It doesn't matter. but they're all parts and parcels of Krishna.
这并不要紧，他们都是 Krishna 的所属部分。
So a person who is under Krishna consciousness, he cannot make any injustice to any living entity. That is Krishna consciousness.
因此，一个处于 Krishna 世界中的人，他不会侵犯任何生物体，那便是 Krishna 世界。
Therefore, one who has dedicated his life for acting on account of Krishna, under Krishna consciousness, nirasi jata cittatma, he has no other hope except, save and except, to satisfy Krishna. Nirasi jata cittatma, tatta sarva parigraha. He doesn't like to exploit the resources of the material nature.
一个人把他的一生献于为了 Krishna 工作，在 Krishna 世界中工作，不指望任何东西除了满足 Krishna， 他不想去剥削利用物质自然的资源。
Whatever is obtained and easily a gift of nature, he accepts and he maintains his body and soul together and for Krishna's satisfaction and he eats everything which is offered to Krishna.
无论什么能够轻易地得到的，作为自然的礼物，他接受，他为了 Krishna 的满足，维系自己的躯体和灵魂在一起，而他吃任何供奉给 Krishna 的食物。
Then he is free from all kinds of sinful reactions.
这样的一个人，他免于所有的各种各样的罪恶反应。
By the next log, it is more nicely explained.
下一个世界解释更好。
Jadichcha lavasantushtya dandatita vimatsaraha sama siddhyava siddhauca krityapi na nibandhate. So the process of life described here. Jadichcha lavasantushtya. One should be satisfied. With things which comes very easily.
这里描述了生命的方法，生活的方法。一个人应该满足于无论什么能够轻易地得到的。
We should not try for anything too much to obtain. No.
我们不应该为了获取一样东西而做出太大的努力。
We shall be satisfied.
我们应该满足。
Whatever comes automatically or by the will of Krishna, we may be satisfied in that.
无论什么自动的来的，或者由于 Krishna 的意愿而来的，我们便在那种方式中得到满足。
For gaining something, we should not be too much endeavor.
为了获得某样东西，我们不应该做太大的努力。
Then I shall be deviated from Krishna consciousness.
那样的话，我便会偏离 Krishna 世界。
There are six formulas which can deviate us from Krishna consciousness.And there are six formulas which can encourage us, which can enhance, advance us in Krishna consciousness.
有六个公式可以使我们偏离 Krishna 世界，也有六个公式能够鼓励我们，使我们在 Krishna 世界中进步。
And what are they? Now, first of all, let me state what are against principles, against Krishna consciousness.Against the principle of Krishna consciousness. What are they?
那是什么呢？我先来讲一下那些反面的原则，那些违反 Krishna 自觉的原则。
Pratyahara priyasascha prajalpa niyamagraha lulam janasangascha sarabhi bhakti pranashyati. Sarabhi bhakti pranashyati. Pranashyati means is lost.
Vinashati 意思是丧失。
Krishna consciousness is lost.
Krishna 自觉丧失了。
How? By these six processes.
怎么样呢？通过这六种方法。
What are these six processes? Atyahara.
这六种方法是什么呢？第一个是 Atyahara.
Atyahara means to eat more than what you require.
第二的意思是吃比你需要的更多的。
Anuttara means to accumulate wealth more than what you require.
第二也指积攒多于你所需的财富。
The whole trouble of the world is that nobody is satisfied.
这世界的问题便在于没有人满足。
If he's a poor man, if he thinks, my income is $100, if I get $400 per month, then I will be very happy.
如果他是个穷人，如果他想，我的收入是$100，如果能得到$400每个月的收入，那我便会非常快乐。
But when he gets $400, he expects, if I get $1,000, then I shall be happy.
但是当他有了$400，他会期望啊，要是我能得到$1,000，我会快乐。
In this way, it is going on. Nobody is satisfied.
就这样的下去，没有人满足。
But here it is said, yadichchalava santushta. That automatically comes. As we make progress in the matter of Krishna consciousness, then our demand for more enjoyment, for more accumulation of wealth, diminishes.
但这里说 yadichchalava santushta, 当我们在 Krishna 事业中进步，那么自动的我们欲望更多的享受更多的积攒的财富，这种欲望便会消失。
That is a symptom of Krishna consciousness.
那是 Krishna 直觉的症状。
Yadrichya lava santushta. Utyahara means to acquire more than we need.
那第二号的意思是获取多于我们所需的。
Because we have to maintain this body and soul together, then we must earn something or acquire something to keep my health and body fit.
因为我们必须得维系这个躯体和灵魂在一起，我们必须得争取某些东西，获得某些东西，保持健康。
That is all right, but we should not try unnecessarily for accumulating more.
那是可以的，但我们不应该做毫无必要的努力。为了积攒更多的东西。
Suppose if I am satisfied by some grains and vegetables and fruits and milk, if my health is properly kept, why should I eat more than that? Simply for satisfying the palate, my tongue. No.
如果说我能够仅仅被一些谷类、蔬菜、水果和牛奶所满足，我的躯体很健康。为什么我要为了满足我的食欲，我的舌头而吃得更多呢？
No, we should not do that.
不，我们不应该那样做。
Yadichchalava santushta. So utyahara, to accept more than what we need, that is against Krishna consciousness.
因此 utyahara, 接受多于我们所需的，那是违背 Krishna 直觉的。
And prayasa. Prayasa means we have to acquire something.But if it requires a heavy work, endeavor, we should avoid it. We should avoid it.
还有 prayasa. Prayasa 意思是我们必须得获得某些东西，但如果它需要非常多的工作，非常大的努力，我们应该避免它。
Uttara prayasa sa prajalpa. Prajalpa means for nothing talking nonsense.
Prajapa 意思是毫无目的的聊天。
People are accustomed to talk so many things unnecessary, just in club, among friend circle, which has no benefit either spiritually or materially.
人们习惯于毫无必要的谈那么多，比如在俱乐部里，在朋友圈子中，无论是在灵性上还是物质上都毫无益处。
So that sort of talking should be avoided.
因此那种谈话应该避免。
Uttyahara prayasasya prajalpa niyamagraha. Niyamagraha means to stick to the rules, regulations.
Niyamagraha 意思是固守规范守则。
Suppose in your faith or in my faith, there are certain rules and regulations to be observed.
在你的信仰或者在我的信仰中有一定的规范守则要遵守。
But if I go to some other place where the rules and regulations cannot be strictly observed. And if I want to observe such rules and regulations, then my main business is suffering.
但如果我到另外一个地方，在那里这些规范守则无法严格的遵守，而如果我一定要遵守这些规范守则，那我主要的任务便会受到损害。
So we should not stick to the rules and regulations, we should see to the business.
因此我们不应该固守规范守则，我们应该看到主要的任务。
Just like I'm an Indian sannyasi, I come to a country, to your country.
比如说我是个印度的三亚斯，我到了你们的国家。
There are many rules and regulations in India, which is different from your rules and regulations.
在印度有许多规范守则和在你们这里的规范守则不同。
But if I follow, if I stick to rules and regulations of India and conception, then it is impossible to remain here.
但是如果我固守印度概念的规范守则，那我根本就不可能待在这里。
So I have to propagate this mission, Krishna consciousness. So I'm not so much.I'm attached to the rules and regulations, but I'm attached to the preaching work.
But I have to spread this mission, Krishna's teaching. Hence, I am not
so dependent on these
rules and regulations.
So, therefore, Niyamagraha. Hence, Niyamagraha. This Niyamagraha is also against Krishna consciousness.
This fourth.Niyamagraha 也是违背 Krishna 直觉的。
And Niyamagraha also. And when you are in quite an inconvenient position, if you do not observe the rules and regulations, that is also against Krishna consciousness.
还有 Niyamagraha, 如果你是在非常方便的条件之下，如果你不遵守规范守则，那也是违背 Krishna 直觉的。
Atyara prayasasta prajalpa Niyamagraha Lolam means greediness.
还有 Lolam 意思是贪婪。
That is against Krishna consciousness.
那是违背 Krishna 直觉的。
Janasangasta means to associate with persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
还有 Janasanga 意思是和那些对 Krishna 直觉没有兴趣的人联谊。
We should avoid.
你们应该避免。
We should avoid association of persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness.
我们应该避免和那些对 Krishna 直觉没有兴趣的人联谊。
If we make more association with persons who are not interested in Krishna consciousness, then it will go against me.
如果我们和那些对 Krishna 没有兴趣的人联谊，那便会损害我们自己。
So these are six against rules. Similarly, there are six favorable rules. What are they?
因此这是六项反面的原则，类似的还有六项正面的原则，是什么呢？
Utsahat, Dirjat, Nishtyat, Tattat, Tatma, Parvartanat, Sato, Vitti, Sadhu, Sanghe, Saravi, Bhakti, Prasiddhati. Prasiddhati means it flourishes.
Prasiddhati 意思是它会繁荣。
The cause is advanced. How? Utsahat.
能够进步怎么样呢 Usahat
We should be very much enthusiastic
我们应该非常的热情
Oh Krishna consciousness is so nice We have heard about Krishna consciousness so nice things
Krishna 直觉是这么好我们听到了关于 Krishna 直觉的这么好的东西
It is so beneficial for successful human mission so I must have it
它对于成功的人类使命有这么大益处我必定要我一定要有它
I must execute this Krishna consciousness this is called Usaha
我一定要执行 Krishna 直觉这被称为 Usaha
to become energetic not lethargic but energetic
要成为 energetic 充满活力的而不是 lethargic 没精打采的
so Usaha Dhrijat Dhrijat means with patience
还有 Dharijat 即有耐心
Suppose I have begun immediately so if there are so many impediments I am not immediately successful that does matter I must be patient
假如说我立即的开始了而有那么多的障碍我不能一下子成功那没关系我必须得有耐心
sadhaja nishcha. Nishcha means with confidence.
Nishcha 意思是有信心。
Confidence. Because Krishna says, this is this. So I must have confidence.
因为 Krishna 说了这是这我必须要有信心。
So Krishna says like this, so it is sure to be successful.
因为 Krishna 怎么说了，那么他肯定是能成功的。
I must have that confidence.
我必须要有那种信心。
To sadhaja nishcha and tatat karma pravartana, and you have to do, you have to act accordingly, as Krishna says.
还有 tatat karma pravartana, 你必须要相应的按照 Krishna 所说的去活动。
If you do not act, then tatat karma pravartana, sato vritti.And your profession should be very honest. Sato vritti.
你不活动也不行。还有 sato vritti, 你的职业应该非常的诚实。
And sadhu sangha, and you should associate. Just like Vijayan's rule is to associate with persons who are not Krishna conscious. Similarly, sadhu sangha.
还有 sadhu sangha, 你必须要联谊。正如反面的原则中是。和那些没有 Krishna 自由的人联系，类似的，你要有 sadhu sangha。
sadhu sangha means sadhu means who are culturing, the Krishna consciousness。
sadhu 是指那些培养 Krishna 自由的人。
They are called sadhu。
他们被称为 sadhu。
You'll find, in the Bhagavad Gita, abhi te sudracharo bhajati mamananna bha sadhu reyo samantabha。About sadhu, I have explained several times.
你在不加反馈中能发现 sadhu 的定义。关于 sadhu, 我也解释过好几次了。
The sadhu sangha, we have to make association with persons who are spiritually interested and who are trying to culture Krishna consciousness. That association.
因此 sadhu sangha, 我们必须要和那些有灵性上的兴趣的人，那些在培养 Krishna 世界的人联谊。
So these six things.Will elevate me to the path of Krishna consciousness, and the other six formulas they will go against me.
因此，这六样东西能使我们在 Krishna 事业的道路上得到提升，而另外的那六个公式能够损害我们。
So, jagrichala vasantista means that my principle should be how to excel, how to.Become successful in Krishna consciousness in this life.
因此 Yadirchalava Santusto 意思是我的原则应该是如何能在这一生中在 Krishna 事业中取得成功。
And so far other things are required for maintaining my body, I shall be satisfied whatever easily comes by the will of the Supreme Lord, I should answer. I should not make much endeavor.
而我所需要的其他的东西我应该满足于无论什么由于自尊主的意愿而来的东西我应该满足于还不应该做太大的努力
artificial fulfillment of our desires and senses
不应该为了人为的满足我一些人为的欲望而做过多的努力
So jadri chalava santusta dandapita dandapita means he should avoid quarreling Because this world is full of, especially this age, people are seeking how to quarrel, you see. So we have to avoid quarrel, you see. Dandatita vimassara, and we should not be envious.
Vimassara, 我们不应该嫉妒。
Sometimes we are faced with persons who are envious to us, but we should not be envious.
有时候我们会遇到一些嫉妒我们的人，但我们不应该嫉妒别人。
Just like the best example is Lord Jesus Christ.
最好的例子是主耶稣基督。
His enemies who crucified him, they are envious of Jesus Christ. But Lord Jesus Christ was not envious to them.
他的敌人们把他钉死在十字架上，他们非常嫉妒主耶稣基督，但主耶稣并不嫉妒他们。
When he was being crucified, he prayed God, Oh Lord, they do not know what they are doing. Please excuse them.
当他被钉在十字架上的时候，他向主祷告，啊，主啊， 他们并不知道他们在干什么，请原谅他们。
Just think how much I mean say normal you are.
看一下他是多么高贵啊。
Bimasa, he was not envious to anyone, even to his enemy.
Bimasa, 他不嫉妒任何人，即便是他的敌人。
The Krishna consciousness teaches us that they are not envious even to the enemy.
因此 ，Krishna 直接教导我们。不应该嫉妒任何人，即便是敌人。
The Bhimasara Sama Sama means equal to everyone.
Sama 意思是平等对待每个人。
Siddha Siddho Asiddho. Now suppose that we do not expect in Krishna consciousness, it does not matter. Just
Siddha Asiddho. 我们并不总能期待成功，在 Krishna 世界中这没有关系。
Like Arjun was fighting.In Krishna consciousness.
比如说 Arjuna 在 Krishna 世界中作战。
But his only beloved son, I mean to say Abhimanyu, he was killed.
但他唯一的可爱的儿子 Abhimanyu 被杀死了。
He was killed. But because they are fighting, there may be some party men, some of my party men, they must be killed.
他被杀死了，因为在作战，我们一方中的有些人肯定要被杀死。
I cannot expect.In fighting that I shall be simply victorious and the other party will be killed. No.
我们不可能期望在作战中我们一方都胜利，对方被杀死。
So, that was a great shock to Krishna Arjuna. He was the only son.
那对阿俊的来说是个很伟大的儿子，他是阿俊的唯一的儿子。
And he was 16 years old.
他当时十六岁。
And he had a young wife.
他有个年轻的妻子。
And so just see, but he was steady even at the death of his only son, Siddha Siddho.
但是他还是很坚定，虽然他唯一的儿子被杀死了。
Krishna-abhinandivadhate, in this way, if we make progress, Krishna consciousness, then we are free from any reaction of people.
Krishna-abhinandivadhate, 如果我们以这种方式在 Krishna 之中进步，那我们避免于任何活动的反作用。结束。